Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot 96.9.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Announcement of Boston's next police commissioner today. An emergency siren in New Hampshire causes a scare for residents. And lots of firsts with the Primetime Emmy Award nominations. Melissa has the juice coming up.
I've never been able to relate to Drake more in my life after hearing about his gambling habits. And T-Pain's thoughts on Tupac are really gonna piss some people off.
Like Leroy, who has your sports.
Yeah, Patriot fans are waving goodbye with joy in their hearts. Plus, the ace is back for the Red Sox.
But first, Boston Mayor Michelle Wu set to name the next Boston Police Commissioner today at a news conference at 11. Boston's been without one since February 2021 when Dennis White served 2 days before being placed on leave because of past allegations of domestic violence. Superintendent in Chief Gregory Long has since served as acting commissioner.
So whoever gets named today, if you can make it to Friday, you'll beat the last guy. Think about that.
Jeez. An emergency siren was unintentionally activated at a nuclear power plant in New Hampshire yesterday that caused a scare for residents and temporarily closed beaches in the area. New Hampshire Homeland Security officials did quickly announce that there was no emergency and no danger to the public.
But who did it?
And who did it? And do they still have a job is the question.
Mm-hmm. What's this button do?
Yeah. Pendejo.
We always have conversations about doing, like, screwing up the most and still being able to keep your job. I'm curious.
Pendejo.
And the nominees for the Primetime Emmy Awards were announced yesterday. HBO's Succession leads the nominees with 25. It was followed by Apple TV Plus's Ted Lasso. I love that show. HBO's The White Lotus. Those each had 20 each. Some firsts at the nominations, as Squid Game became the first non-English language show to get a nomination. It's nominated for Outstanding Drama as well as acting nods for 4 of the show's stars. Abbott Elementary, love that show. The creator and star, Quinta Brunson, made history as the first black woman to earn 3 comedy nominations in the same year. Euphoria's Zendaya defends her title as the youngest Emmy acting nominee, and she's also now the youngest producing nominee. And my girl Lizzo earned a nomination for her Watch Out for the Big Girls in the Outstanding Competition program, going up against a lot of great shows. The Amazing Race, Nailed It, RuPaul's Drag Race, Top Chef, and The Voice. You can check out the Emmys. They'll be broadcast live on September 12th.
What's Nailed It? Do you know?
Oh, I love that show.
What's it about?
It's like they show you, it's like a baking show, but they show you like a fancy cake or like cake pops or whatever, and you have to recreate it. It's like home chef people.
Gotcha.
And they like lift the thing off and go, nailed it. And it's awful and it's hilarious.
Okay.
You should watch it. It's on Netflix. All right. Here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, T-Pain had a lot to say in his over 2-hour interview with DJ Academics the other day. But some of the more controversial comments was, first, when he said that Chris Brown has a princess complex. He was referring to when Chris Brown started bitching about his album dropping and not getting the recognition it deserved. T-Pain said that Chris has a princess complex, which is when someone's being told their whole life, like, how beautiful they are for doing almost nothing.
Everybody in hip-hop and R&B right now.
Yes, and when the first person challenges it, it pisses them off. But then the real outrage...
Kanye West, Nicki Minaj, and Cardi B.
But then the real outrage, though, came when T-Pain was debating rappers lyrically. And obviously, Drake and Jay came up, but when Tupac's name got brought up, the conversation then turned to, would Tupac have been as great if he was around today?
Lyricism-wise, Pac would have got fucking ridiculously murdered. Pac was the crazy lyricist at our time because ain't nobody else have no platform. If the platforms would have been what they are now, Pac would have got ate the fuck up. What we look at as Pac's greatest lyrics right now is peanuts to what we hear today.
We will go to the token Tupac fan room. Leroy?
Every time I hear it, literally start losing feelings in my limbs.
So you don't think there's any any truth at all to what he's saying, even about, like, specifically the platform thing.
But what is the, what, I don't understand what that means.
Meaning,
like,
okay, this is what
Pac
I...
was on TikTok?
Right.
This is what, no, it's not just Tupac. This is what I interpret it to be. Now, there's so many more platforms and more rappers that are getting their shine because of these platforms that... It wouldn't have, there would have been so,
so
many.
So is
more.
It that there's more competition?
That's where I took it as.
Nah, he said, his lyrics will be peanuts, something like that.
Right,
peanuts
because of all the other competition that's out there and the people that are now able to shine because of these platforms.
But listen.
Back in the day, you probably had so many rappers back in the day that were so talented, but were never able to show it off because there wasn't such a thing as social media back in the day.
Tupac's been gone for over 20-something years, and his music still hits. I just watched a video, it's been going around, of a kid with autism singing Dear Mama word for word. Oh, put a tear in my eye. I'm ready to march with the rest of Thug Nation to T-Pain's front door.
All right, you better stop. Moving on. Not so fast, Elon Musk. He is being sued by Twitter, who's now trying to force him to follow through on his bid to buy the company. You'll remember Elon offered to buy Twitter for $44 million, but then took the deal off the table, saying there were multiple breaches of provisions, specifically the number of fake or bot accounts that Twitter refused to disclose. Now listen to this. This deal is now going to go for a lengthy court battle, most likely, to determine whether Twitter can force him to close the deal and become its owner or get Elon Musk to pay the $1 billion that he signed as a breakup fee in the original agreement. Can you believe that?
No.
Like, $1 billion breakup fee. That's crazy to me. And Drake, you know, he is a big gambler. But a recent night with French Montana showed us just how much of a gambler Drake really is. Drake live streamed with his casino partners, Stake and French Montana, Monday night. They were playing roulette, making some pretty big bets, and let's listen in.
I caught it. Get back.
Yeah!
Melissa's picturing herself in this scene right now.
You know what that is?
Give anything to hang out with Drake one night at the casino. So on that particular bet, Drake had won $12 million. He won multiple bets, actually, that night for millions. And at one point, his bankroll got up to about $25 million. But you didn't watch the whole stream. You would have thought that Drake was a big winner that night. Nope. He walked away at the end of the night with a bankroll, $1,800.
My God.
Down from $25 million. But, you know, it's Drake. He can make $25 million in 1 hour, so congratulations. Here's Leroy with sports.
All right, Patriot fans are rejoicing now that wide receiver N'Keal Harry has been traded to the Chicago Bears. He was the Pats' first-round pick back in 2019, and unfortunately, he never developed. Staying in the NFL, three-time Pro Bowler Le'Veon Bell won't play in the NFL this season because he's focusing on boxing. He'll face former NFL running back Adrian Peterson in the ring later this month. Sox ace Chris Sale made his return, pitching five innings, striking out five, allowing no runs, but the Sox still lost to the Rays 3-2. A clip of LeBron James' upcoming episode, The Shop, has surfaced, and in it, he says that Brittany Griner should question returning back to the U.S. Later, through Twitter, he backtracked. You can go check that out on your own. And the Celtics officially introduced Malcolm Brogdon and Gallinari to the city yesterday. Brogdon said he feels like his fire has been relit. I think Celtics are going to be all right. They're going to be all right. Sox race tonight at 7:10 and at 6:30. Buy me dinner first, my kickball team. We are back at it. We're going for it all, man. We're focused. To my teammates, I love y'all. Let's stay focused.
You're so serious.
Let's get the job done. And that's your sports.
All right. Today's good news. Angela White got a text message. It was inviting her to a baby shower in California. She lives in Indiana and didn't even recognize the names of the couple, David and Candace. So even though she had no idea who they were, she felt because she had been the recipient of many acts of kindness and generosity over the years, she wanted to do something for them. So she had just started started a new business selling handmade, like, chunky knit blankets, and she got to making one for baby Luna, who was on the way. She sent it off with a note explaining what happened. Candace and David couldn't even believe it when they saw the gift and finally met Angela over Zoom with the help of a local TV station, and the family feels that this is just a good omen for baby Luna's future. And that's your good news.
All right.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston!
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up!
In the morning.
On Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.